Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, thanks so much for staying with us, and apologies for the technical glitches there. We really apologize for that. It's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock now. The Democratic Alliance delegation, comprising of two MPs who are members of Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on the Land Reform and Rural Development, those departments, they conducted an oversight visit to the Deeds Office today. And this is on the back of a building that they use as a department that has been a problem, particularly for health and safety, for the past, they say, 17 years. It's a Marble Towers building in central Johannesburg. Lots of issues arising there. So there was today a site visit, but there were other decisions that were made. On the line with us is DA MP and member of the Portfolio Committee on Land Reform and Rural Development, Bunkosi Madikizela. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Kimelo, and good evening to your listeners.
So lots of complaints have been coming through from those who work in that building. What did you see when you got there?
Well, I mean, the building was really bad, consuming. I think I must take the opportunity to thank the councillor Shea, of the DA, who's in Shadow MC for Development, Mr. Dobin. So we went there yesterday, myself and my colleague, Mlindi Dinala. We are both portfolio committee members of Land Reform and Rural Development.
Yes.
And the whose office falls under that department, as you are aware.
Yeah.
So when we arrived there, unfortunately, we had met a prior arrangement to visit the area, and we were met by the TGT.
Yes.
I mean, the TGT.
Yeah.
And of course, after that brief meeting with the DT, we then met the staff from the Deeds Office and the staff from the Department of Public Works. Mm-hmm. We did an oversight, and it became very clear, you know, that the building was not conducive for the Deeds Office to carry out its work. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, Lilia and I were happy because, in anticipation of our visit, some work was done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I must thank the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure under the leadership of Dean McPherson, who had committed already with his department that they will provide accommodation for the Deeds Office in the next 6 weeks.
Okay.
And I think that intervention will certainly help because the building itself, as I said, I mean, there are so many things that are wrong. These are not working. Escalators are not working. It's health hazards, but also it's a risk in terms of safety because the poles are also not working. So clearly something needs to be done urgently so that the department can be moved.
When you say some work was done, I believe maybe a little bit of work was done with the lifts. Is that what you're referring to?
That's what I'm referring to, conversations that took place as to what needs to be done.
Oh, I see. I got you.
To really deal with
to move this forward. Got you.
Yeah.
The building is not owned by the state. Am I understanding it correctly?
You are absolutely correct. It's privately owned, and the department, its office has been leasing that department from the private owner, the previous private owner, who sold it to the current private owner.
You would have done some work here. We're told that people had complained from day one. This is 17 years ago. How did we stay with this landlord for this long?
Well, it's a good question that you're asking, because when we got there, we're also asking ourselves the same question. Because, I mean, as you enter the building, in an area that was previously used by the department and officials, it's now full of hawks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sorry, hawkers, people who are selling, you know, a number of, a lot of things, including clothes. And you can actually see as you enter that this building is not conducive for people to work in. And the sad reality is that people with disability cannot access, you know, the building for services, because there are no areas that are designed for people with disabilities in that particular building. And the fact that it has taken this long for something to be done is really, really concerning. I think we made very strong recommendations that the only alternative to the current situation, because we can't even wait for it to be fixed, the only alternative that is viable is for the Department of Public Works really to look for a permanent accommodation for this very, very important part to be moved away from.
Obviously, this has disrupted, service delivery. There's a thing called staff rotation system in place. How has that been working?
Well, we're very happy because it's one of the questions that we posed when we engaged the staff. And we were given an assurance that at least the department was operating despite the limitations and challenges. But they did tell us that 99% of the deeds were able, to be registered after allotment within 7 days. And as you just said, they were using rotation in terms of staff. But if you look at the staff complement that they have there, it's really impossible for them to fit in that space. And that is why if you want to get, optimal utilization of the staff members, you've got to find a building that is conducive so that they can be able to do their work properly with the full staff complement.
With that commitment from the Minister McPherson that 6 weeks from now there will be, a building where they can move to, have they identified the building or are they still going to work on that?
Oh, yes. At the meeting that we had yesterday, they were very clear in terms of the steps that they've taken already. They mentioned that the 3 buildings have been identified already.
Okay.
Including one that belongs to the state, which was really impossible for that one to be ready in 6 weeks. So they were going to look at deviation so that they can speed up the process to move them within 6 weeks, because that deadline of 6 weeks really puts pressure on them to do things in a way that is abnormal in terms of following the process, tender processes, but obviously they will be doing that above board. So we're very satisfied with the fact that what had been done prior our arrival to identify buildings that were suitable for the office to be able to do it.
Yeah. You mentioned the fact that obviously we're speaking about them now, Public Works was present. But have you been engaging with the Department of Employment and Labour? How do they feel about the experiences of the staff 17 years later?
Well, we were hoping that they'll be part of the meeting. But I think I must say that part of the reason why this alarm was raised is that there was a prohibition order that was issued by the Department of Labor in December and again on the 24th of February this year. And I think after that prohibition order was issued by the department, it resulted, in the work you know, grinding to a halt, because some of these staff members, embarked with tools down. And I think that kind of had to draw the attention of people like ourselves and the committee members, which is the reason why we ended up going to the meeting, which took the decisions that I think would be very helpful, for that office.
So I don't know if there is, what kind of a lease is in place. And I know that's not necessarily, your role here, but were you able to assess whether the Department of Public Works was able to get out of this arrangement? What becomes of this arrangement with this landlord?
Well, it's very easy to get out of the arrangement. Fortunately, the kind of lease they have, is a month-to-month type of lease.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
To make it easier for them to get out of it without really, being litigated, if I can put it that way. So I think that would be really easy for them to be able to move out there as soon as possible.
Well, listen, I think this is really, really welcome. So we really appreciate this move today, as you said yesterday, where we can at least see some movement and then, you know, get the staff into a really safe place. Bonginkosi Madikizela is an MP, DA MP, a member of Portfolio Committee on Land Reform and Rural Development. Thank you so much for your time.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.